Kia ora, ko tū whenua roa nā Tanahira toko wingwa. This is your Wātea News. The Business Development Manager for Te Ao Pauri says it's a red letter day for Mori Whenua iwi, with independent commissioners issuing consents to take water from the Ao Pauri aquifer. Penny Toi Kaliskovic says Te Ao Pauri was one of 22 avocado growers seeking consents from the Northland Regional Council, and it won about 1.2 million cubic metres of the 4.6 million cubic metres a year made available. He says the iwi has been unable to make the best use of its land, including whenua returned under its treaty settlement because it could not irrigate it. The consent process has taken 4 years.
Effectively, that means next year our avocado trees would have been yielding fruit, and potentially we would have had an extra $30 or $40 million in the coffers. But given the drawn-out process, we've spent a significant amount just attaining this consent, and that's not even putting any infrastructure or any balls down. So still a long way to go, but look, a step in the right direction.
Penny Toi Kaliskovic. A Māori funeral director says no consideration was given to cultural values and setting conditions for the latest lockdown. Michelle Pukepuke from Haven Falls says when the country went to level 4, once the funeral directors uplifted the tūpapaku, there was no opportunity for family to be with their loved one. A change was made yesterday, allowing people who were in the immediate bubble of the deceased to come into the funeral home. She says rather than build on changes negotiated with the industry last year, the ministry reverted to its original settings.
It's just like starting all over again. There's been no consultation. There's no one that you can contact. In fact, everyone that we had dealt with last year to get the changes, it seemed, weren't even in the ministry anymore. There hasn't been enough consultation. They've just put it in the same box as weddings. There's a big difference between a wedding and a tangihanga.
Michelle Pukepuke says funeral directors have put a lot of work into showing the ministry what they could do safely, and also warning it of the damage to whānau if they were not able to grieve properly. The manager of Manurewa Marae says allowing walk-ups has tripled demand for COVID vaccines. The Marae was getting about 100 people a day getting their jab since it started vaccinating, but that number jumped to as many as 300 in recent days after it said Māori and Pacific Island whānau don't need to book. Takutai Moana Natasha Kemp says they are already starting to see more rangatahi who became eligible for vaccines yesterday.
There's no queues, eh? We've put a new system in place where our whānau come across the road from the car park in safe groups. They're all triaged in our car park first and then brought over to the marae. It's a little bit longer in terms of not so much waiting but the process coming through, but there's no queues.
Natasha Kemp, and that is your Wātea News.